Chapter 7 Wedding Bells. The wedding day arrived, and all the guests gathered at Baptista's house, but there was no sign of the bridegroom. Caterina was very distressed.
I am so ashamed,
she cried.
I have been forced to agree to marry a man I don't love. Now all the world will point at me and say, there is Mad Petruchio's wife, that is, she will be his wife if he decides to come back and marry her at all.
Just as Caterina ran out of the room in tears, Biondello arrived.
Master, master,
he shouted excitedly.
Petruchio is coming at last, but he is dressed so strangely. He's wearing a funny hat, an old scruffy jacket, worn-out trousers and a pair of boots that you could use to hold candles in. His sword is all rusty and his broken-down old horse has a moth-eaten saddle with stirrups that don't match.
Well, at least he is here now,
replied Baptista, relieved. Petruchio came in with his servant, Grumio.
Where is everybody?
He cried. Everyone stared at his clothes.
Welcome,
said Baptista at last.
What is the matter? Why are you staring? Is there something wrong with my clothes?
You know, sir, that it is your wedding day, don't you?
Said Baptista.
First, you come late, and then when you arrive, you are so badly dressed.
It should be sufficient that I have come to keep my word and marry Kate,
replied Petruchio coldly.
Yes, of course. I am only afraid that when she sees you like this, she will refuse to marry you,
replied Baptista with concern.
She is marrying me, not my clothes,
said Petruchio firmly, and went off to find his bride, followed by all the curious wedding guests. Tranio and Lucentio stayed behind to plan how Lucentio should proceed with Bianca.
I will have to find someone to pretend to be your father, Vincentio of Pisa,
said Tranio.
And I will have to marry Bianca in secret,
replied Lucentio.
Yes, we'll outsmart that greybeard Gremio, the suspicious old Father Baptista, and the amorous musician Litio, all for my master Lucentio,
exclaimed Tranio gleefully. Gremio came up then and began to tell them about the strange wedding ceremony.
The bride is like a harmless lamb compared to him,
he said excitedly.
He's a devil.
What happened?
Asked the others.
When the priest asked Petruchio if he would take Caterina to be his wife, he answered with such bad language that the priest dropped his book on the floor in surprise. And at that, the mad bridegroom hit him.
What did the bride say to all this?
Tranio asked him.
She was shaking with fear and embarrassment, but her groom just carried on swearing and shouting all through the ceremony. Then he called for wine to drink a toast and ended by throwing the wine at the sexton. After that, he took her by the shoulders and kissed her so loudly that it echoed right round the church. I have never seen such a mad marriage in my life.
While they were talking, the wedding party returned. Petruchio thanked everybody for attending and then announced that they must leave immediately. Baptista and the guests tried to persuade him to stay for the wedding feast, but he refused to listen to them. Caterina was furious and said,
Gentlemen, let us go into the wedding reception. I see that if a woman does not have enough courage to defend herself, her husband will make a fool of her.
They shall go as you command,
replied Petruchio, smiling.
But not you, my bonny Kate. You must stay with me. I will be the owner of what is mine.
Then he turned to the staring guests and shouted,
These men are thieves, not guests, that try to keep you from your husband who loves you so much.
And drawing his sword and shaking it at them fiercely, he took Caterina by the arm and pulled her out of the house after him.